I bought it from that person, the Zam Nimenach, who bought it from you. And I already ate it for years of Chazaka. Amalei, Plani Gazalan, who says, what are you telling me? That guy stole it. So the Gemara is saying that, okay, you're claiming you bought it from that guy. Well, that guy himself stole it, so you didn't acquire anything. So Taisa explained Pirish. In other words, what this means to say is that Yeshli Eidim Shugazin. What do I mean? What are you going to help that you bought it from that guy? I have witnesses that this guy stole it. And the Ravilla Darbi Chad Yoima, even if he lived there for one day, Okaimulan, but the Gemara tells us later on the Mzayin Men Aleph, the Gazin Ein L'Chazaka, he was there for one day, who cares? A Gazin doesn't have Chazaka. Which, but like a Pirish, according to that, the way Rashi explains the Pirish that he explains, the Ein Loi Eidim, the Shehichzik Baha Moicher, Afiliyim Echad, that. Not like Rashi, though, really, the Rashbam, that he explains that, no, that the Machzik doesn't have witnesses that the Meicher lived even for one day, because if he had Eidim, then the Ma'ar would not be believed to say that that guy was a Goslin. So it sounds like what he's saying is that, so he's saying that, yeah, the Sulav Matzatoyim plan the Gazalnya who, that, you know, because the Rashbam has to explain that, that he must not have witnesses that the Meicher was mochzi even one day. Because if he did, then the Ma'ar would not be believed to say that that guy was a Gazlan. Now, Mashmah says, Taisa, it sounds like Sharitz Lafarsh, that he wants to explain, Gazlanahu, so what does the Ma'ar mean to say when he's saying that the guy you claim you bought it from is a Gazlan? Loi shiesh le'edim shugaz, not that he has witnesses that he's a Gazlan, like the way Taisa said. And Klemmer, what it means to say is, Begesli akarka biyodai, means to say that... You want to know how the guy got it? What does that mean to say? It means to say that you're saying you bought it from someone? What do you mean? Not that he has witnesses of that, but basically you have no chazaka because that guy was a cousin. Which says the einira lari. That doesn't be correct to the because double lasuke. But if that would be the case, then the Gemara should have concluded kedemasik lael, like the Gemara had previously said. That loikamaidisli, don't you agree to me, that it's my land? But minol zevinte and yin buy to me. If that was the whole point that he's trying to say, that the Gemara should have said very simply, like that you yourself are admitting that it was mine, and therefore you have no way of establishing that you bought it. So therefore you have no rights whatsoever. That's not what the Gemara says. He's saying that it's a gazan, obviously because he has witnesses as a gazan. And therefore, even if the meicher was there for one day, it still wouldn't help because of gazan in lechazaka, and that's the primary principle, which is a little parenthetical according to this, like just a figure of speech according to Rashbam. Next test master begins with the gemara. Abet inish to kagla shnei tuva shnei chazaka. It's normal for a person to call many years the years of a chazaka. But abel ilay abed. But if it wasn't the norm, says Taisa, then Abagav Desli Sahadi, the Achla Shevashnin, even if he would bring witnesses that he was there for 7 years, Lememnin, we would not believe. Because the Ihu de Machish Lahu, he's refuting them. We know he does, but then Kamei Edim Dami, because the Maida, he agrees, Shalai Achla Elishne Chazaka, only the years of Chazaka died in Shalashonim, which is 3 years. Okay, now that we're saying that a person would, so okay, fine. But if not, says Taisa, if not for that principle, yeah, he actually would not be believed, even if he would bring witnesses that he was there for 7 years.